Have you ever heard of the saying, looks don't matter? Looks don't matter, yet there are kids getting bullied because they don't have the shoes or clothes that everyone's wearing. Looks don't matter, but if you don't have a nice waist and your hair looks frizzy, then you get judged. A young girl, age of 13, her parents could not afford to buy her any shoes or clothes. She only had one pair of shoes that she wore the entire year. I mean, she didn't care. It was with shoes. Like, she was accepting. She didn't care that her parents didn't have enough money. But I mean, the kids in her school didn't understand that. Every time she would walk in through that classroom doors, everyone would laugh at her. They would look at her, ask her, oh, why aren't you wearing these shoes? Why don't you buy yourself some new pairs of shoes? But they didn't know what she was going through. I mean, they weren't just laughing at her because of what she was wearing. They were laughing at her because she was too skinny. They called her a stick, a light pole. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, her weight. They also said that her eyebrows weren't how everyone else had them, so they wanted her to change. And guess what? She did. She wanted to be accepted. She wanted the kids to stop laughing. So she changed the way she looked. She paid to get her eyebrows done, even though it hurt. I mean, it hurt her. She did not like it at all. But she didn't want to be bullied. She wanted to be accepted. And even when she got her eyebrows done and she saved up money to buy herself her new shoes, she worked at her grandparents' backyard every day just so she could pay for her shoes. And no one was still accepting her. And then she kept on asking herself, why am I not good enough? Everything I do, no one's accepting me. Why? Then she realized her eighth grade year that she was never going to be good enough in their eyes. And she didn't have to be. She liked the way she looked. Let them laugh, she said to herself. She kept on saying that, let them laugh. And she had friends who supported her. She had family members who were there for her. And this is just one of the many examples in general of people who stress about the way they look because no one is accepting them and they're forgetting about the most important thing, which is their self. The girl from the story that I told you, she stressed so much that she didn't have any fun her middle school year. She was doing just fine. I mean, she kept a smile on her face every day. No one knew how hurt she was inside or how much what they were saying affected her. I mean, I would know because that was me. I was that girl walking in the classroom getting laughed at because my parents couldn't afford what everyone else had. Some of you who are listening to this, maybe nothing like this happened to you. Or maybe you were bullied. Maybe you are the one doing the bullying. Maybe it was just you playing around with your friends. But I'm here to tell you something. Not everyone is going to be accepting. And that is why I need you to stand up for each other. Now, I'm not saying start a fight. I mean, we all get judged every day. Some of you just don't hear often. I want you to look around you every day. There are people near you all the time who go through what you do. If you see someone getting bullied because of the way they look, stand up for them. Speak up. I mean, maybe it's going to be your group of friends making fun of that one person, but I'm here to tell you, it hurts so much. It's not their fault, okay? Be nice. Stand up for them. Be like, hey, look, leave them alone. How they look is not affecting you. And even though maybe you don't have to stand up to the bully, maybe you can, like, when they're done, walk up to the person and be like, look, don't listen to them. I mean, I know, just say something, okay? Trust me, what you say matters. I mean, us teenagers don't just get these ideas in our head. I mean, everyone has to have this waist. Everyone has to have curly or straight hair. Everyone has to have these shoes. No, we see it in social media, and that is why we think the way we do. So for my advocacy project, I want for people to support each other, be more accepting, stop judging each other. And if you do see this, stand up for each other.